Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week we listen to music from the Cold War Kids. Answer a listener question about basketball superstar Michael Jordan and report about a grand old flag's new home. Ten years ago, First Lady Hillary Clinton launched the Save America's Treasures campaign. America's famous flag, the Star-Spangled Banner, was at the center of the effort. The flag flew over Fort McHenry during the Battle of Baltimore, Maryland, in 1814. The United States was at war with Britain. The sight of the flag still flying in the early morning after the battle led Francis Scott Key to write his famous poem, The Star-Spangled Banner, to celebrate the American victory. The poem later became America's national song. Shirley Griffith tells about the flag's history, how it was repaired, and where it is now.
The commander of Fort McHenry, George Armistead, said he wanted a flag so large that the British would have no difficulty seeing it from a distance. A local flag maker, Mary Pickersgill, was chosen for the project. Four teenage girls, her daughter, nieces, and a servant, helped sew the giant flag. It measured about 9 by 13 meters. A year later, it flew as bombs and rockets burst over Baltimore Harbor. In 1912, the flag was given to the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. 100 years of wear and tear showed on the flag. Restoration expert Amelia Fowler sewed a material backing onto the flag to make it stronger for hanging. The flag was hung in the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History in 1964. Then, in 1998, officials removed it for a major restoration. The Star-Spangled Banner went to a special conservation laboratory. A wide, moving bridge was built. It floated right above the flag. Restorers could lie on the bridge to work on every part of the flag. Experts also studied the cloth and condition of the flag to decide exactly what environment would be best for it. When all the repairs were complete, the Star-Spangled Banner was moved to its new home. The flag no longer hangs, but lies on a table in a partly darkened room. A huge glass window provides a good view. Brent Glass, director of the museum, said, "The Star-Spangled Banner is one of our nation's most treasured objects." He said its new surroundings are part of a plan to guarantee the long-term protection of the flag and help future generations experience what it means to be an American. Visitor Scott Cook of Burke, Virginia, praised the flag project.
Star-Spangled Banner was getting in real bad shape, hanging up there vertically all those years, was falling apart. That's a great exhibit. That's very nicely done.
Sometimes I dream that he is me.
Our listener question this week comes from Turkey. Erkut wants to know more about the basketball star Michael Jordan. Jordan is widely considered the greatest basketball player of all time. He is most famous for playing for the Chicago Bulls, but later in his career, he played briefly for the Washington Wizards. Michael Jeffrey Jordan was born in the Brooklyn area of New York City in 1963. He went to high school and college in the state of North Carolina. He played basketball in college for the North Carolina Tar Heels before being chosen to play for the Chicago Bulls in 1984. Michael Jordan played for the Bulls for 13 years. During this time, the team won 6 championships. Jordan became one of the highest scoring players in the National Basketball Association. He averaged 30 points a game during the regular season. He was recognized as the NBA's most valuable player 5 times during the regular season. Michael Jordan became famous for the way he jumped through the air to score points. This skill earned him the nicknames Air Jordan and His Airness. Jordan also became known around the world for appearing in advertisements for companies including Nike, Gatorade, and Coca-Cola. Michael Jordan also won gold medals in 1984 and 1992, representing the United States basketball team during the Summer Olympic Games. Jordan retired from the Chicago Bulls in 1994 to play minor league baseball for one season. He retired from the team permanently in 1999. He played briefly for the Washington Wizards, starting in 2001. Michael Jordan is currently an owner of the Charlotte Bobcats professional basketball team. He has given his name to many other businesses. There are several Michael Jordan restaurants. There is also a Michael Jordan Motorsports Group that races motorcycles. Michael Jordan has given large amounts of money to many groups that help young people. These include the James R. Jordan Boys and Girls Club and Family Life Center in Chicago, Illinois. This community center was named in honor of his father, who was murdered in 1993. The Jordan name is not leaving the basketball court anytime soon. Michael Jordan's 20-year-old son, Jeffrey, now plays basketball for the University of Illinois. War Kids is a young rock band based in Los Angeles, California. Their popularity has grown mainly on the internet and from many live performances. Bob Doty tells about the group and plays some of its music.
Nathan Willett is the lead singer for Cold War Kids. He also plays guitar and piano. Johnny Russell sings, plays guitar and percussion instruments. Matt Maust plays bass guitar, and Matt Aviero is the drummer. The band's first album, Robbers and Cowards, was released in 2006. Here is Hang Me Up to Dry from that album.
Careless in our summer clothes, splashing
Nathan Willett has said that the British band Radiohead was a big influence on Cold War kids. Other reported influences include The Velvet Underground, Bob Dylan, and Billie Holiday. Maybe you can hear some of their sounds in this next song from Robbers and Cowards. It is called Robbers.
Soaking, walking around the city after dark. Need protection from street thugs who clip the locks and rip the doors off rough. Like cowards. And all this life of glorified robbing from the blind is not easy, you see. Don't think I don't know sympathy. My victims in my shadow staring back at me. Not me, I'm knocking. Tiptoe outside a stranger's door. Let myself in, fill pockets with trinkets, purses, china, antique armoire. And all this life of glorified robbing from the blind is not easy, you see.
Cold War Kids has been performing in Europe for several months. They released their second album, Loyalty to Loyalty, in September. We leave you now with a song from that recording. Here is Mexican Dogs.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Katie Weaver and Dana Demange, who was also the producer. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.